Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is Gateway's Got It. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, you know what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaybuickgmc.com, look for the shop click drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home. And who didn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaybuickgmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. And welcome to episode 206 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. And the Pocola Studio is on the road at Epic Waters.
Yes!
We're at a water park, girl.
We are.
And it's cold AF outside.
It is.
And it's warm AF in here.
We got through the week and we are celebrating at a water park.
We are.
Which is the best place to celebrate. If you listen to 97.1 The Freaky, we'll get that inside joke. And if you don't, you should. But yeah, we're at a water park on a Saturday.
I don't get the joke.
It was after the Houston Astros won the World Series, I do believe. One of their players was being interviewed and the question was, hey, you're a world champion. What are you gonna do to celebrate?
Okay.
He was like, I don't know. I might go to a water park.
Stop it.
And it was something that we really loved on the station.
One of the Rangers said that?
No, Astros.
Yeah.
It was old. It was, yeah.
Oh.
A year ago.
I don't like anyone.
I know.
Well, but you're kind of making fun of them.
Okay. Like, what?
Okay, now I'm back on.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So we celebrate things at a water park. And there's really only one water park that we want to celebrate at these days. It's Epic Waters Indoor Water Park. And like you said, so perfect today because we have some random cold weather on this Saturday and wind. And it's too cold to be hanging out outside with the kids. So this was the perfect thing for us to do. And your kids are out there playing.
Yes.
They're old enough that you can just set them loose.
I am a little concerned because they haven't checked back in one single time since we've been here.
They're having fun.
They're out there somewhere. I'm sure they're fine. We're set up by the door so they can't leave. And I'm pretty sure if anybody tried to take them, they would bring them back very quickly.
You don't think they'd want to keep them?
Nah.
Yeah. Well, there are also a whole lot of lifeguards here.
This is
so
true.
They're safe.
This is true.
And my kids are on the way. So we'll spend the whole afternoon out here, I think, because we just had nothing else.
Like,
we got our basketball games out of the way this morning.
So I think a lot of people don't realize, like, so this place is basically, if school is closed, if school is not in session, this place is open.
Yes.
That's the easiest way to tell you about when it's open. We just had the President's Day, Monday off school, this place packed. And so it's just a great place to get out. Like I said, it's big enough. It was funny, I was talking to a mom at basketball today. She was like, I love that place. She was like, because it's big enough to make it feel like it's a big deal,
right?
But it's not big enough where you feel like, oh, S, where's my kid? You
know? Right.
So
S, where's my kid?
Sense.
Or like that feeling of, you know, it's going to be a complete beating, like going to, you know, Six Flags or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's the perfect size, I feel like.
Well, I mean, your park, it's a, you know, 90-second walk from the park. Like, it's just awesome. And so there are, you know, relatively new park, and this is our second time to be out here in the last couple months. But we want to tell everyone about, and we'll remind everybody throughout the show, about the big birthday giveaway that we're doing in conjunction with Epic Waters. And then just the fact that you can get great deals out here pretty much all the time. They've got the Friday Fun.
Yes.
Something.
Friday Fun Pack for families. Family Fun Fridays. And this one is for up to 4 guests. You will get a pizza with that, 4 drinks, 2 $10 arcade cards. Did we tell you there's an arcade?
Yes.
There's
an
arcade.
You didn't, but yeah, I knew.
It's amazing. So you'll get $10 arcade cards with that. All of that for just $139, which saves you 35%. And that discount applies during the hours of 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. So that's just something that you can do on Fridays. They have carload Thursdays, up to six people for $99, a whole carload of people. That saves you 17%. From 4 to 8 p.m., bring a friend Mondays, buy one, get one free. So, Emily, maybe you can come be my friend one time on a Monday.
Yeah.
50% off, $20 for the first pass, $10 for the friend pass. So, all kinds of cool stuff. And then, yes, the big birthday extravaganza that we will be giving away in conjunction with Epic Waters.
Yeah.
We're super excited about that. Should we reveal it now or later?
No, let's wait till later on in the show. But one more thing before we kind of get into the meat of the show about this place. Like you talked, you alluded to Six Flags. We love Six Flags.
Yep.
Love Six Flags. Love big amusement parks. All that's great. But like that's like an alt, like you got to block off. It's not just a, oh, let's go run over to Six Flags because you got to do all things.
Yep.
This place, it's like literally, let's go head to Epic Waters, get out some energy for a few hours. And it's not, It's easy. It's a 2-minute walk to your car. Like it's not a big thing.
No $20 parking.
Yeah, exactly.
None of that. Yeah. So it's easy. And she's in Fort Worth. I'm in Dallas. It's kind of centrally located here in Grand Prairie.
And you have a bar.
And we can have.
We have mimosas.
We're sitting right next to the bar.
Yes, we are.
We're excited about that. We have a tab open.
We do. We do have a tab.
That's how we roll.
Yes. Okay. So. What's going on? What do we need to talk about?
Well,
I feel like people are really... How have you handled the backlash from not knowing who Jodeci is?
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah.
The quote or the social media clip from our last show.
Yeah.
Of Emily
shaming
finding
you.
Out that I don't know somebody or something or some something.
Jodeci.
Is it a thing?
It's a band.
I'm just messing with you now. Oh, so it's not one person?
No.
No.
Okay. Oh my gosh. It's just
That was supposed to be, or that was featured on our social media. It was the clip that was like 15 seconds of me just saying, I don't know who Jodeci is. So every time I look at my phone, there's somebody shaming me.
Oh yeah. This morning I was
very exciting.
I was watching a Starbucks and this friend of mine goes, oh my gosh, I saw the Jodeci thing. I cannot believe she
did. In Starbucks?
Yes. I can't believe she didn't know who Jodeci was. I was like, oh, I know.
Hey,
devastating.
I'll take one for the team.
I know.
The social media clip seems to be doing pretty well.
It is doing very well.
So now I'm on a mission to find something you don't know about.
The list is very long. It shouldn't take you very long.
Do you know Alex Mack?
No. Is that a song? Is that a band?
It was a show. Like
Alex
Mack, she turns into a puddle. She's like a spy and she solves mysteries, but she turns into a puddle.
This is the weirdest.
Do you know Salute Your Shorts?
No.
Do you know Hey Dude?
The Shoes?
Ashley, turn this into a social media clip.
I don't think any of those things.
Do you know Rugrats? Do you know Doug?
I've heard of.
She doesn't know any of this.
Rugrats. What are these things?
They're shows that are in my era of being a young kid.
What about, do you know Saved by the Bell?
I know Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
Full House.
Okay.
Those, right? You know Full House?
Yeah.
Okay. Because those shows ran so long.
Yeah.
That they were a part of both of our.
Charge.
I mean, I've heard of it. I didn't watch it.
Alex, I still want to know more about this chick that turns into a puddle.
Yeah, she's very cool.
She's
very cool.
She sounds amazing.
She solved a lot of big problems. And she could like shoot under doors.
But she's a puddle.
Because she turns into a puddle. So it was a really good way to spy on things. I referenced her on the radio and people who know it like loved it. And everyone else was like, what in the world is she talking about?
Yeah.
I referenced it because we were talking about Mark Cuban liquidating his assets.
And you went with the
a puddle
snag.
Why do they let me talk?
I don't know. And pay you.
They do pay me. Yeah. But my point being, we're just like different ages. So we have different things that we know and don't know.
Right.
And all the people on the internet be nice to me. I will tell you though, Jodeci is way cooler than Alex Mack.
How do you know? You don't even know Alex Mack or Rugrats.
Zero street cred.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm here for the street cred.
I am not a cool Jodeci. I am not a cool hip hop chick.
You are.
R&B
cool in other ways.
Wow, chick.
You're in cool in other ways.
And we both love Pat Green.
We do both love Pat Green. We went double chairs.
We did.
So we're a little high.
Go double chairs.
Okay, so what's out? I had some things.
Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Did anyone do Valentine's Day?
No, we were pre-Valentine's Day when we did our last show. And so, like, and we've talked about this before, but, like, especially kindergarten, like the moms that go so crazy with the Valentines.
It's like there's a little like something real witty. They put on some candy and
yeah,
like they give them a moon pie.
I think it's like
I'm over the moon for you.
Yes, yes. So does that stop? Like what happens as kids get older?
With me, it never started, Julie.
I know that. What did you do? Did you just buy the cards?
We went to Kroger.
Do you still do it?
And bought Haditos.
Haditos, okay.
We got the bag Skittles.
Okay.
Like the mini Skittles.
And two from?
And I think she put from Hattie. Like.
Okay. And that's what I did for Ryder, but they were cheese balls.
Okay.
But Anna's, because, you know, she's a girl and she's kinder, we made ours homemade, which was just to save money. But like they didn't look any great. I mean, other people that made them themselves, but they'd like take it to like a printer. You know, they'd make them like look really nice and professional. Mine was like construction paper with scissors and crayon writing Taylor Swift isms like "You are bejeweled, Valentine."
That's cute though.
Yeah. You're lightning on your feet. We did that
okay.
For a boy.
Yeah.
So we just made ours homemade. But yeah, every time they come home with the Valentines, I'm like, oh. Luckily, she's too young, I think, to care. But it does. Yeah. It seems like it's just another one of the things that
people like
kind of turns into
yeah,
a.
They take it really seriously.
Maybe the new word is a mom petition.
A mom.
Ooh. I think it's a mom petition.
Did you just make that up?
I did.
I like it.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of them.
A mom petition.
I think
we got to blend it a little bit better. A mom petition instead of like a mom petition. Like,
right.
Like it's a petition of moms. It's a mom petition.
How should we say it?
Just let it
mean with my
flow a little more.
Okay, with the way that I say it.
Yes.
Mom petition.
There we go.
Mom petition.
Got it.
And that's, you know, there's a mom petition for like room mom.
Yeah. There's a mom petition to see who gets in the carpool line first.
Yes. Yes. Mom petition.
So, okay, can I tell you what I've done?
Yeah.
Where I've gone on the carpool line and the parking for school pickup. I've gotten to the point, Hattie gets out at 3:20.
Oh gosh, are you okay?
What just happened?
Why
did it fall? I know, but I wonder, why is your suit?
I don't know.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, everyone, and Julie just almost died.
That'd be great for the social,
wouldn't it? Podcast host dies at local water park, not by drowning.
To die just if I fall, if I tump over.
Tump over. Yeah, we. So anyway, the school is about 5 minutes from my house, anywhere from like 4 to 7, depending on one stoplight. So I used to leave like. It's at 3:20. I would leave like at 2:50, 3:00. Now, 3:14.
Oh my gosh.
I roll out at 3:14, and you know what happens?
When?
There's people leaving by the time I pull in. So I'm not fighting for a parking space. Sometimes I don't even park.
Wow.
I just go through the parking lot, and there she's in the same spot. She sees me. She runs to the car, gets in. I'm like, winning. So I had girlfriends over. We played Mon.
Do you play Minecraft? I can't figure it out.
You can. You just need to keep playing. I got a set. I got a table. It's.
Oh, you're into it now?
I got into it. So I went to a charity deal for Down Syndrome Partners, and that was one of the things, like one of the silent auction items. And then I became obsessed with winning it because it was a really cute set. And I was like, I just wanted to get going.
I mean, all the cool moms are doing it.
So I got
one. It's a mom petition, too.
It is a mom petition. So when so many stories to tell you.
Yeah.
So when we were in Mexico, we were playing Mahjong. So this was our routine in the mornings. We would go to the pool and take the Mahjong. We would play and go mark our chairs, you know, so we would have our lounge chairs for the day. that like they didn't open service at the pool until 11. So we would go down like at 9:30 or 10 and we would play Mahjong for an hour, hour and a half. And then we'd go lay in the sun, whatever. So anyway, one day after the pool kind of cleared out, we got the Mahjong, got the Mahjong back out. And these young kids come. Did I tell you about the Indian wedding that was there when we were in Mexico? There was an Indian wedding there.
Did you go to it?
Super, no, I wanted to. It was so cool. Like
they were dressed, pretty, right?
Yeah. They were dressed so beautifully. Anyway, so these young kids, I mean, this guy's name's Paris Howard. He's a musician. Like I saw him on, I started following him on Instagram. Anyway, he comes up. It's him. So he's, I think he's half African-American, half... I forget. Anyway.
He's not listening.
No. But anyway, but yeah. It's all relevant to the story. And yeah. He comes up and he's got a friend with him that's of Asian descent. I'm not sure. Whatever. They both are like, look at us like we were crazy.
Playing the game.
Because they were like, wait, is that Mahjong? And we were like, yeah. And they were like, what are y'all doing playing Mahjong?
Yeah.
And I was like, what? You'll realize this is like the cult thing of like middle-aged white women. Like, this is, it's kind of all over the place. He's like, no way. And we started talking, and he's like, how long have y'all played? And I'm like, I just learned, and it's fun. But I'm like, it is absolutely...
How funny.
It has weaved its way into the...
Started in...
The middle-aged white woman sector real fast.
Yeah.
So, but
like Japan?
I think.
Yeah.
But it's a really cool game. It's fun. It is complicated. Like, I played off and on for, like, a year, and I still am now just... getting the hang of it. But like I tried to teach my family, but I was so excited when I won this Mahjong set, and so I tried to get them to play, and they were all like, this sucks. And I'm like, probably because I'm not even teaching you right. Like, I'm trying to tell them stuff and I'm confused, and so anyway, I'm not ready to be a teacher, but I do love playing. So anyway,
I have a good friend who is a teacher. You know her, Bethany.
People do. Yes.
She's a Mahjong teacher. And
yes.
I have taken a lesson with her. I took a lesson with somebody else in a big group. And I played with my neighbor once or twice. And I still, it's like, the part that gets me is trying to, when you commit to a line.
Yes.
Like, because I think I've committed to a line. And then I start going down that path and realize I've screwed something up. And then I'm like, just don't.
Yeah.
And the other moms are very invested at this point.
Yes.
So they're so much better than me that when I try to play, I start, like, my pits start sweating because I need more time. And then the hardcore Mahjong mom's like, oh, it's your turn. Yeah, I'm like, this is not fun.
Yeah.
But we also, and I also, right now, radio and everything, like, my brain works a lot.
Yeah.
And I think my brain needs to do something where, at the same time, I want to be a cool mom.
Yeah. You are a cool mom.
Not. You don't get invited to the Mahjong parties if you don't play.
Well, I'll help you.
Okay.
As much as I can.
Okay.
Which is not
perfect. Maybe we can have Bethany on and teach us. I don't know. That'd be weird, I guess, on a podcast. But
okay, so.
We'll do some Mahjong thing.
Yes. So anyway, we're playing Mahjong on Friday afternoon. We order lunch, and it's just three of us. And my girl, I think I told you about Lisa, my girlfriend Lisa, she's... You know, even more so than I, like, in certain ways. Like, for me, I'm like, I'm rolling out of 314 to go get the kids. She's, like, literally, like, at 250. That's like, hey, we gotta wrap it up. I'm like, we have plenty of time. She's like, oh, no. And I'm like, just go with it. So we finally got done. We finished her game. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go put the dogs up. And then she's like, okay, we'll see you there. So they go, they park. I roll up, you know, 319. They're like out of their car looking for their kids. I zip into the parking lot. Hattie jumps in and I like roll in the window. I'm like,
peace out, bitches!
So I feel like this is one of the best things that I've ever done, is to just give up on that trying to.
Yes. You're not mom competing.
I'm not mom petitioning.
You're not mom petitioning.
No, it's not.
So does Hattie just chill out for a while? And she probably likes it.
No, she's there for like 2 minutes, maybe.
Oh, okay.
She gets out at 3:20.
So the other moms are just 15 minutes early?
Oh, dude, 15? Try like...
Yeah, and then they chit-chat, right?
I don't know. I guess.
Yeah.
Or they just sit in their car.
Yeah. Once the kids at our school get older, like, some of them just walk down to the cars.
Yeah.
But while they're little, like, mine are, the moms get there really early. And a lot of them are dressed really cute. Like, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. What kills me is, like, the moms that look cute at drop-off.
Yes.
I'm like, damn, it's 7:45.
I guess
I
have to
That's
be
impressive.
Dressed up for work.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But I have, with my new job, like, I've had to miss all of the pickups. And it makes me sad a little bit, because it is fun. And that's when a lot of them catch up with each other and all that.
Yeah.
But I'm not an early
morning person. Yeah.
As you could probably imagine.
I peg you for not a morning person.
Right.
Okay, so that, I don't know how we got started on that subject, but
Mom petitions.
I think that's a new, that might be the title for the episode.
Mom petitions and Mahjong.
Yep. Mom petition and Mahjong. But who knows? We still have a lot more to discuss.
That's true. So that was Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I forgot how we even started talking about Valentine's Day. Did you do anything?
No, I just wanted to talk about the actual Valentine's. We didn't do anything. We had a family Valentine's Day. Kelly cooked steaks.
Yeah.
And it was lovely.
Yeah. We didn't do it. We had practices. Like, yeah.
It's kind of a non-event, I feel like.
Yeah.
As you get older and you've been married longer.
I don't care. Yeah.
We were just like,
bring me some flowers.
I got flowers too, like from the kids.
Yeah.
Kelly said not to get him anything, so I didn't.
Same.
Then I felt bad.
I didn't. I did not feel bad.
Yeah.
Okay, what else did you have? I know you guys.
So we both came from basketball games.
Yeah.
What do you do? Or do you? I know. So you told us last episode or before that, like, Hattie was so intense and Henry's so really intense too.
He's gotten better. But yes.
Wait, do they ever just not have it, or are they always intense?
Oh, no. They are always competitive.
Today I'm the mom that's like, I'm jealous of that.
Well,
like, we took, my son today was
just like didn't give an ass.
He didn't give an ass. And like, other guys on the team are working hard, and Kelly about lost his ass. I just love the adventures and life lessons within like one
game. Yeah.
I think that happens. It's always an adventure.
I don't think either one of my kids have not been competitive since literally like when Hattie was in 4-year-old soccer, like her first season.
Really?
And then it, from then on, it's just been both of them. And it's just trying to hone it in a positive way because it's, I
so
like
are they mad if like they don't have a good game? Do they cry?
Yeah, all the things. Not even. Henry won't cry anymore. Hattie will cry if she gets frustrated. She's like me. Like, you know, I've told you many times, like, I cry when I'm like super, like, oh, when I'm upset, obviously. But I cry when I'm super pissed.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm pissed, I'm crying.
Yeah.
It's a weird, I don't know what's happening. I'm just crying because I'm pissed. And then I'll get mad that I'm crying because I'm mad. And I'm like, you're not, I'm not crying because of you. I'm crying because I'm just really pissed. We're crying because I'm weak or upset.
That's what everybody
says. I'm pissed.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I mean, they're just, and it's not like Mike and I are like, you will succeed in sports. I demand that you score 20 points. And we're really not like that. I mean, we're both competitive, but I feel like we're both with our kids are like, make it down a notch. Like, it's going to be okay. Keep it in perspective. It's just sports. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're like losing their S.
Yeah.
It doesn't go right. And it's hard and it's frustrating.
I think that's good though. Do you think that most like athletes that, I don't know, probably not most, but that make it like to the big leagues have that in them and like they were that way as a kid?
Well, you have to be fueled. Yeah,
we've talked even on our show to so many athletes that say like Mike Modano, wasn't it, said that like his son didn't even start, or Ian Kinsler, they didn't even start playing team sports until they were like 12.
Yeah. So Ian was one of those that had it the whole time. I mean, Ian was a giant D that fast majority
his
playing
kids.
Career. Oh yeah,
like a couple of them said like their kids didn't play on these little teams, like they practice in the backyard or whatever.
The Kinsler's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack is, Ian's son has been playing baseball since
he was real little.
Yes.
Maybe it was Madonna, I'm thinking.
Maybe it was.
Because he was just like, no.
Thank you, Michelle. Say hi to everyone.
Hope everybody's having fun here and happy new today.
We're having a blast. Right on time. Thanks, Michelle.
Perfect. Thank you. Michelle, if you've been watching, then you all met Michelle a couple of weeks ago. She's wonderful and she's a mom and she runs the marketing here at Epic Waters. We just love when we can like connect with somebody that
they do a fantastic job. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah,
she's awesome.
She's awesome.
Okay, I think we should probably right now before we continue on and talk about the birthday, like, because this is a really cool thing that they're doing. Since Michelle just so kindly interrupted us
with some
mimosas.
We are all, like, no matter where, I want to make this known to the world, okay? No matter what we are doing, no matter where we are, no matter how serious it may seem,
we will always take a mimosa.
You can always interrupt us.
Yeah, with a mimosa.
Always.
Yeah.
Remember that. People.
Okay, let's talk about the birthday giveaway.
Yeah, because this is
the
really
details pulled up.
This
I don't
is
want
really
to say
awesome.
Anything.
Yes. So we are in conjunction with Epic Waters doing a really awesome giveaway for our birthday party. And this birthday party is valued at $3,000.
$3,000,
which is crazy. It's the ultimate birthday package. And this is going to be running until March 8th, so you better, like, act quickly if you want to be a part of this. All you have to do is enter your email. We're going to have a link that we're going to be posting on all of our socials. It'll be in our link tree. And you just have to enter your email. You will be onboarded to the Mom Game newsletter and the Epic Waters newsletter. That's in the fine print. We're not trying to trick anybody. But you will have an opportunity to win this completely epic birthday party package at Epic Waters. There's actually one going on today that we were able to see. They did a Taylor Swift theme, but basically you're going to get one of these big meeting rooms up here at Epic Waters. It's our party room. And you will have the
yourself. All to yourself. They provide the decorations. So, like, the one that's going on right now is a Taylor Swift one. The decorations are adorable, like a big balloon arch and Taylor Swift stuff and goodie bags. Food is provided. Decorations are provided. I mean, it is awesome sauce.
Yep, and then of course admission for the entire party to go play at the water park. So I think it's something that would probably be the coolest birthday party at the school.
Yeah, for sure.
And you would win the mom petition.
You win the mom petition. Look, there's Hattie.
Hi, Hattie.
Hi. Hey, Max.
All right.
Are you
having fun? Can we do our dance for the
podcast?
Sure.
Can we do a dance? Okay. 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 All right. Great job.
Hey, what water slides we sell you?
Thumbs up.
Sweet. Look at the camera,
thumbs up.
Jana will be here in a little bit.
Where's Henry?
She's been hanging out with her when she gets here just a little.
Where's Henry?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, tell him to come check in if you see him, please. Okay, bye.
Bye, guys. Thanks for the dance.
Thanks for the dance.
How cute are they? Are they always, is she on?
So,
are they always doing the little dances?
Yes. So that's her friend, Blake. She's the cute, like, I would almost just prefer if Blake lived with us, because Blake listens to me better than Hattie. Hattie kind of keeps Hattie in line. Like, she knows she doesn't want me to get mad, and Blake knows what makes me mad. So, like, if Hattie's gonna, like, try to argue with me about something,
right,
Blake will, like, reel her in,
right,
and be like,
well, Ryder has a pretty good friend like that too.
Yeah. So it's
I
awesome.
Always tell her.
It's so great when you have friends like that, when your kids have friends like that.
Yeah.
And Patty's got a few. And Henry's got a couple too.
Yeah.
But it's just nice when you have those to where you could be, you know, like, because sometimes some kids will come over and you're like, you know, you don't know them that well. So you kind of like, oh, now Henry, don't be doing that. You know, like, Wyatt's over, and I'm like, Henry, I'm going to kill you if you don't stop. You know, same way with whatever. So
right.
It's nice when you have those. And you know, and I feel like with those friends, the older they get, like, it's just, it's easy having them around.
Yeah, and it helps because your kid's not like, I'm bored.
For sure.
And just like I always tell my kids, I'm like, and if you are that person,
yes,
at your friend's houses, you're going to get invited over.
100%.
It's really that simple. Like, say yes, ma'am, clean up your mess, behave,
yes,
and you will be invited more.
Yep.
Because I know I only want to, not only, but I want to invite over the people that do those things.
Yeah.
And that are not going to cause
for sure
trouble.
And drama, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I know. Yeah, you'll get into that too, the drama.
Oh.
It's not that, it hasn't been that bad. so far. I don't know. They just get
older. Anna and all her girlfriends have boyfriends.
Oh.
They have boyfriends, and Kelly, I was working, and Kelly had them the other day, and he was going to bring them all home, and he said, we had to wait a little while. They were all writing notes to their boyfriends to deliver the next day. In the car, they're talking about kissing their boyfriends. Anna calls the boys handsome.
Oh, dear.
She's going to be so boy crazy.
She's going to be fast.
She's going to be fast.
I was fast. I was fine.
Like,
I don't think Hattie, well, Hattie doesn't,
what, Hattie would be fast without being like,
no, I'm not saying like slutty, but like, so let me clarify. When I say like, I was fast, like I was one of the first people to kiss a boy.
Like
in
that,
was not kindergarten.
Was actually make out.
Not make out.
Tongue?
It was, there was tongue. I think. Fifth grade?
Okay. I think mine was like six.
Okay. But like now?
Actually, I don't know.
I think about him. Henry's in sixth grade. I'm like, is he?
Have you asked him?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
He says no.
Yes, he says no. But like, Hattie.
We were faster than our kids, I hope.
I hope, and I think too. But like with Hattie, she wants nothing to do with boys. Like she doesn't want any part of a boyfriend. She wants nothing.
When she was real little, like they have a thing.
A little,
when you just find out that like this is something that's supposed to happen.
Yes.
But then she's completely gone the other direction. She wants nothing to do with boys.
Okay.
And I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Henry's like on his second girlfriend or third girlfriend of sixth grade. Like, I'm like, so okay.
I remember like being in love.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's when I was in love.
Yeah. Okay, did y'all do anything weird? Like, preface that. Like, trading stuff. So like, you remember Swatch watches?
Little.
So
mine old. Was like,
yeah, I am so
old. You're not
Swatch
old.
Watches. So when we were in
Baby Jean.
What's that?
So that was the watch that I had to have.
Oh, okay.
Just called a baby.
So when we were in fifth grade, when you had a boyfriend, you traded Swatch watches.
So you'd wear his watch.
All of them at one time. So Jason McCullough had the best Swatch watch collection. And girls would go out with him just to be able to wear it.
Just for the Swatch watch.
I mean, I'm telling you, Julie, we were going 5 deep.
So you had 5 boyfriends?
No, he had 5 Swatches. So he had 5 Swatch watches. So I traded his 5, you know, man.
He was really marking his territory.
Swatch watches. And then he would wear my 3 girl Swatch watches.
That's pretty cute.
So that's what we did.
We didn't do that. But then it shows that we're taken. Speaking of.
That's great.
What's up? Everybody say hi.
Okay, we're shooting our show. Is everything okay?
What?
Is everything okay? Are you enjoying Epic Waters?
Right.
Can you say things in words?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Have fun. We were just talking about you. Hey, wait, one more thing. How many girlfriends have you had in sixth grade?
You
are
the boyfriend.
He's walking away. He doesn't want to talk.
He doesn't.
He does not.
What if she's listening?
She's not listening.
But that might be what he's thinking.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I never did the Swatch Watch thing.
Yeah, Swatch Watch is a big deal.
But it's going to be a whole new, like,
you. Sorry, I just
look at the I know.
But I also,
that's why I'm.
But I want you to keep. I want to keep moving you around in this chair to see if you fall.
Thank you.
I don't
very
want
kind.
Okay, what else we got?
Did you happen to listen to the freak yesterday?
Yeah, well, you had Jenny Irwin.
You know her?
We know her. Yes.
She's a Fort Worth OBGYN.
She is. Her kids, I'm almost positive, go to Hattie's school.
Really?
Yes. She's a total badass. And it's funny, Mike texted me and said, hey, they're going to have Dr. Irwin on the freak. Julie's going to talk to her. Yeah, I don't. Somebody told us.
Okay.
But he said she's going to be on, you know, and so I was listening.
Y'all interviewed her for a long time.
Yeah, well, we have 20-minute segments.
That's
how
long we talk to you. On Wednesdays.
Yeah, she was awesome.
She was good. And like, the thing is a lot of times Lola and whoever, and the three of us will like you know, we kind of raise our hand if we're ready, if we have a question, and sometimes we just run out and it's like, okay, wrap it up. With her, we were like fighting to ask questions because this story is so cool. So Jamie Irwin, who Emily's talking about, is an OBGYN in Fort Worth, and she helped to deliver a baby gorilla at the Fort Worth Zoo via C-section because the gorilla had preeclampsia, which is something that women get in their pregnancies as well, and the baby gorilla was like, might not have made it. And gorillas are like dwindling in population, and so it's really important if you can procreate and if you can have another baby gorilla so they don't become endangered, to do everything you can. So they called her in. She's a zoo like consultant basically for OBGYN stuff, which she said there was like, you know, the gorilla is like, I think I've just like, I'm just in awe at like how similar they are to humans, and you know that and you hear that. But like seeing the baby gorilla like right after being born in her hands, did you see it? Like,
oh my gosh,
squirming around. It was like, I watched that over and over and over. It felt like, it looked like an alien, like a little human alien.
I saw that picture of her and it was like, I know it wasn't infamous, but like the perfect placement because it shows like her name, Dr. Jamie Irwin, and then there's the gorilla like right there. And I was like, oh girl, this is gonna, I mean, it, and I love it. Like, I think it's a fascinating story. You know, and to hear her talk about it on the show was unbelievable.
She's sounded, like, I mean, just like, she's like, I don't know where to go next from here, you know?
What do you do?
And it was really cool, because I don't know, I just love seeing somebody that, you know, is getting, I guess, to the top of her game or whatever in her career, and does something that other people haven't really done before. Like, that's really is gonna set her apart. But it's just crazy. I never thought about the fact that a gorilla can have a C-section just like humans. And then it's like this badass mom doctor that's pulled the baby gorilla out of the mom gorilla to save both of their lives.
Yeah, it's
and the
crazy.
This looks just like a human.
I know.
And she said, do you hear? She's like, I went into like, you know, just the same mode as if it wasn't a human. Yeah. Like, so many things were similar.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just never really thought about all that. And I want to, like, I want to know a gorilla.
Okay. You want to know a gorilla?
I want to, like, have a gorilla friend.
I think I'd become friends with the Fort Worth Zoo then.
Yeah. For sure.
A gorilla?
I'm really curious, though, about how Reiner and Jeff took Tavi to an OBGYN.
Did they get weird talking to the OBGYN?
I gave them a talking tube before.
You did.
Like,
don't embarrass us.
Best behavior. Yeah. She is a doctor.
We can't be asking her stuff about periods.
Yeah,
and
like,
okay.
No. And they were so infatuated with the gorilla side of things.
Keep it on topic.
I mean, it was funny, like, hearing Ryder ask about, he was trying to ask about the gorilla's breeding, and he said, like, gorilla with gorilla.
Anyway.
He went into a little spiral with that one. But no, I just thought that was really cool, and I was wondering, actually, if you knew her.
Okay, a couple other things I want to talk about. Speaking of badass women, and I want to try to get, especially, like, next month is, like, women...
What is it?
History Month?
Women's History Month? Next week? So, did you hear about my friend Jenny Kavnar?
Yes.
Who is going to be the lead play-by-play for television for the Oakland A's. Jenny is such an effing badass. It's ridiculous. She's got two kids. I've known her forever. And so I wanted to, she was on, did you see, she was on the Today Show. Like,
she was?
Not just on the Today Show. Like, they had a probably like 4-minute package pre-produced with pictures of her throughout her career and detailing her journey. And then they had her on set with Hoda.
Wow.
So probably another 4 minutes. I bet that they, like, it was like an 8-minute segment that they spent on Jenny.
Awesome.
It was so awesome. I was literally crying in my bedroom watching this because I was so proud of her. I know how hard she's worked. And she is the first woman in baseball to be the lead
play-by-play. Was that her goal?
She's done play-by-play a lot. Like, she's done a lot of radio play-by-play. She's a total baddie. Like, she is awesome. And so I don't know if it was like, ultimately, yes, this is what I want to do. She's done my job too. She's done a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But I think probably that had to be somewhere in the back of her mind, like, okay, that would be cool to do this.
Well, and
she's just saying, And then somebody was like, oh, you should do that. I'm like, oh, that's a hard no.
Did you?
It's not, no.
No. You could do it for an inning.
I could do it for an inning.
Because I feel like a lot of times you'll hear about, like, somebody getting thrown into it because something happens or someone team make a game or... And then the sideline reporter has to do...
Well, in TV, it's a lot easier, too, because you have the pictures to tell the story.
Right.
Radio, I feel like, would be way harder play-by-play-wise because you don't have... You're literally...
Having to describe every little thing.
Everything.
And she's doing TV?
She's doing TV.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but she's done radio in the past.
Yeah.
But now she's going to do TV. I mean, she's... Anyway, I'm going to see if I can get Jenny on.
That'd be great.
I want to talk to her, and she's just... She's fantastic. And now they're going to be in the she'll be in the AL West, and so I'll get to see a lot more of her. But I'm just super, super excited for her.
So is she on your group text?
She is.
Did she come to Fort Worth or your house?
She was the only one that couldn't make it. Because you know why?
Word.
She was calling play-by-play for college basketball.
That's why sometimes
she's a total badass.
To not be able to make things.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
It happens. If you have big goals and big dreams, you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, she was calling college basketball.
Oh, cool.
I mean, she's a total badass. Oh, yeah.
She is a total badass.
Yes,
that's
she's
next level.
Total badass.
Okay, any Rangers? How's Josh Young? Have you texted him?
Yep. We texted last night. I said, how are you doing? Please don't yell at me. And he said, why would I yell at you? I said, because you get really grumpy when you're hurt. How's everything going? He's like, it's fine. I'm glad it happened when it did. He'll be out a couple weeks.
I saw 3.
Yeah, 3 weeks. But he'll be fine. I mean, he'll be... He should be back. I would think he'll be back for opening day.
Right when he hit the field?
Literally.
For spring training?
Literally, yeah.
Do you think there's something to people, like, not being used to the action?
But not like him.
Stretching, not playing.
Like, because he's been working out since...
Working out, but, like, taking grounders and stuff, or...
Yeah, he was working out with the Tech baseball players when I went to Lubbock with him.
Okay.
Like, he's been working. It's not like he's like, oh, like, hey, baseball
player. Right.
Like, I mean, yeah.
I just feel like a lot of times it's like pre-gen football and stuff. It's like season. It's once you get back at it.
Yeah.
No, that's not a big deal. And your plans are for spring training?
So we will go the week of spring break, take the kids, Michael come meet us, and then he'll take Henry home for a baseball tournament here, and then Hattie will stay with me. The whole time. So yeah, I'm excited. I think it's like March 11th or something is when I'm
going. That's our spring break too.
Yeah. What are y'all doing for spring break?
I mean, I have to work. No one else in my family does.
That sucks. Friendly reminder. Epic Waters is open on spring break.
Epic Waters is open on spring break.
Yeah, they're open on spring break.
You're like me and like, you're not going on some fabulous vacation.
Yeah.
And you're here and one of the parents has to work or you're just saving money. Whatever it may be, you can treat your kids to that whole spring break experience without having to travel anywhere. Prices for spring break are going to start at $49 per pass for the Texas spring break. That's the week of March 9th through 17th, so that like 2 week range there. Bring your kids here and they won't complain about not going to Florida or whatever because this is pretty awesome and then they can go home, sleep in their own beds. And you don't have to board your dog and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great point. Speaking of, I got to call Jimmy to see if he can take care of my dogs. Thank you.
Okay, well, good. So, Rangers back at it.
Yep.
We're hoping some of the pitchers' arms are okay.
Maybe they heal faster than expected.
Do you feel like the Rangers are sort of close to being done with any moves that they would be
making? Yeah. Chris Young came out and said that's... Jordan Montgomery, as of... this moment, still has not been picked up.
Why is that?
I don't know. He
was waiting on us.
I thought so, too. I was hoping.
It's not like no one wants him.
But, 100% no. It's just trying to figure out his best option.
Okay, we'll see.
Well, I don't know how much money they want to spend.
Oh.
So that's kind of what Christian alluded to. So, but we'll see. Also, too, like... covering this team for 20 years, I've also seen them. They're not going to come out and tell you, like, oh, yes, we're aggressively pursuing Jordan Montgomery. I really hope he decides to come and play for us for a big, you know, low, low price of whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to say that. So
you
kind of have to take everything they say publicly with a grain of salt. And it's not like I'm calling them liars or whatever. I'm just saying, like, they can't put their strategy and all that shit out there. They've got to keep stuff close to the desk. It's part of negotiation. So.
Anyway, we'll see what happens. By the time the show airs, he might be somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm excited to get it going.
That'll be great.
Yes.
And then quick, other sports round, the Mavericks are on All-Star break right now, and they won 6 in a row before All-Star break. They're really fun to watch right now, and they're going to be, I think, a competitor down the stretch. Same with the Dallas Mavericks, or the Dallas Stars. They're playing really well, leading the Central Division. They just beat the Nashville Predators 9-2 on the road on Mom's trip. Mom's were there.
So cute.
Won 9-2. Like, something about having your mom. And a quick shout out to my mother-in-law, Arlene Forbes.
Yes.
Is no longer with us, but was so imperative in helping that initiative get going for a mom's trip. Because that was something that she really wanted.
Speaking of, I see some Forbes kids over there.
Later! Anna! My family just walked in right as I said Arlene's name.
Not a mistake.
Not
a coincidence.
Here they come. The Dallas Stars won 9-2 in Nashville. They're playing really well. Matt Duchene, who's a former Nashville Predator, scored 2 goals. And then Quentin sang on stage at Tootsie's. You've been to Tootsie's?
No. I've never been to Nashville.
Oh, my God.
I know. I've heard it's awesome.
That's where my bachelorette party was.
Okay.
We need to go to Nashville somehow.
All right.
On the road.
Do you think Nashville needs some?
Why is Nashville saying no? What a buzzkill.
Okay. Oh, we're too old for Nashville.
She's saying I'm too old for Nashville.
Because she's younger than you and you're younger than me.
When these cameras turn off, we're going to have words.
Words. So many words.
I'm too old for Nashville. Are you just supposed to...
I think...
Are you just supposed to stop having fun? Have you met us? We don't stop having fun.
Yeah, now... I'm going to take that as a personal attack. Yeah. And now I'm going to Nashville tomorrow.
Let's go to Nashville. Right,
okay. Okay. Anything? I've been to Vegas. Anyways, I can't be trusted in Vegas. She's screaming Vegas. I can't be trusted in Vegas.
Yeah, because you are a game like fool.
Yeah, you won't. It's not. It wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No, it was just my Mavs. Stars. Update. Cowboys new defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was fun.
No,
we love Evan Waters.
Come back. Yes. Yes, one more time.
One more time.
Stay tuned to all of our socials.
Yes.
And everything so you can enter to win the ultimate birthday party giveaway here at Epic Waters. $3,000 value. You will win the mom petition of birthday parties if you win this. All it takes is entering your email address.
This is the only mom petition we endorse.
It is
the mom petition for the birthday giveaway at Epic
That's
Waters.
That's right.
Okay.
All kinds of fun things going on at Epic Waters. Thank you to Coppola, as always.
Yes.
For the mobile studio.
Also to Geico. We didn't bring our mic flags with us. Because they're tied to our studio microphones. But thank you to Victoria Elliott, our local Geico agent. She is the best. So thanks to Geico, thanks to Gateway, thanks to Coppola, thanks to everyone. Thanks to Epic Waters, of course. So we will see you next week back in our regular home. In the meantime,
thank you, Epic Waters, from Omni Mount.
The Mom Game is proud to partner with local Geico offices, Victoria Elliott, proudly serving your local community.